Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
I found out the same way everyone did. I got a text from my friend's group chat. The Harbaugh got fired, and I looked on Twitter and saw it was true. But yeah, I mean, certainly shocked. I try to be as focused as possible. But like, I have a phone. I have social media. I'm not naive. Like, I see, you know, there have been frustrations and stuff in the fan base. You know, I have a lot of respect for Coach Harbs. I mean, what he's done, like, pretty incredible to be at one job in general for 18 years, let alone the head coach of a football team. This is a results-driven business, and most of the time when you underachieve, someone has to pay the price. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for Harvest. I must have shot him a text. You know, I'm praying for him and appreciate him. But, yeah, quite a day.
That's Charlie Kolar, Ravens tight end on the Ryan Ripken Show. Kind of learning around the same time everybody else did that John Harbaugh, his head coach, was now his former head coach. Ryan, of course, our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. We'll be doing BBT before you know. Hey, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves for sure. But Charlie Kolar is also the guy that said after the loss to the Steelers, good teams find ways to win. And obviously, we didn't do that enough in 2025 as they finished with a losing record. But we talked to Gianna Hahn. We're talking to our audience here. We'll get to the funhouse as the show rolls on. A lot of people stunned nationally and locally by the news that John Harbaugh was out. And we talked about it Monday, yesterday, while we were on the air, of course. If it ain't happened by now, it's not happening. And then, you know, 3 hours later, it happened.
Yeah, I mean, it almost made me laugh reading a lot of the comments from people in the national media or people around football, like Tony Dungy's comments. And I respect Tony Dungy. How could you not?
Accomplished
coach, right? It seems to be a nice guy. But, you know, he's saying, how dare, almost like just at disbelief that the Ravens would even entertain moving on from John Harbaugh. And it's like, what are you watching? You know, I know it's, all right, coach to coach. He looks at it a little bit different. He's got a different view on things. But I don't know, man. Like, again, if you're looking at the record, 180 and 113, oh, my God. Super Bowl, how do you fire this guy? If you watch the games every week, you start to pinpoint what's the consistent themes. And even forget all that stuff, just in general. Like, why is there this air of complacency around pro sports sometimes? Steelers have it right now with Mike Tomlin. We talked about that just as much as Harbaugh the last couple weeks. It's almost like this fear of the unknown. Like, we get rid of this guy, oh, we're going to be screwed. Maybe you are. But you know what's going to happen if you keep him? You keep going down the same road you've been going down. And I would argue that's even worse because you're just wasting time.
But you also don't want to be the Browns or, you know, the teams that go through this recycling of coaches every couple of years. Atlanta, we use them as prime examples. NBA, Thibodeau gets the Knicks to the conference finals for the first time in years, and he gets fired.
Right.
By Dolan, another guy that's got a, you know, kind of sketchy track record when it comes to maintaining consistency in that position. But Tony Dungy himself should know better than anybody the volatile nature of the sport. He got fired in Tampa when they were dormants for years, and he put them into relevance. He gets whacked. Gruden slides in, wins a championship with his team after he got cundiffed out of Oakland. So he should know. And like, did you see the meme where ball goes through upright, Tomlin's fired,
oh, yeah,
and then left to right, Harbaugh's fired? Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows? We were talking off the air. We'll take your phone calls here in a second at 410-583-1057. News from the Nest. They lose to Houston, which I think they will. Keep in mind, I finished last in our pick segment. What does that mean? That'll be 10 years without a playoff win.
Right.
Talk about complacency. Hey, we're 10-7, 9-8 every year. Haven't had a losing record in a bazillion years. Yeah, but you haven't sniffed a Super Bowl either in over a decade.
Yeah, I mean, that I think you could say, well, Tomlin's not constructing the roster. And if you want to use the argument, all right, he's done more with less, I'll listen to you. But at the end of the day, it's about results, right? And Tomlin is a guy who has reached the mountaintop, has participated in two Super Bowls, yep, and won one of them. I mean, yeah, I have higher expectations for him than I do the average coach in the NFL. You should. He's the longest tenured with one team. I think that goes without saying. But like, it's almost like the Fran McCaffrey thing. Well, Iowa likes Fran McCaffrey. He's stable. You know, we always win this many games. We get good recruits. They never win. They never do anything. And then you're still people in the Iowa fan base when he got fired. Like, oh my God, what are we going to do without Fran McCaffrey? What did you do when he was here? Nothing.
Second round of the tournament. What's wrong with that?
For a Big Ten team?
I always found him entertaining the way he treated officials.
Yeah.
There's a guy that could go off when the old zebra's there. All right, let's get out to the phones. John Harbaugh's out. Your thoughts on that one? And would you hire him? And if you're thinking for John Harbaugh, would you take a job immediately? He is 63. It'll be 64, I think, in September. Would you take a job immediately or sit one out and reset? Because there are a lot of openings out there. Are any of them really that attractive, however? Let's go to Mike in Bel Air. Mike, thanks for holding. You're on with Bob Hedy and Nolan McGraw. And Alex Scamponi over there. What's going on?
Hey, guys. I think the Ravens need to get Stefanski in the building and at least give him an interview. He did really good with the Browns, and, you know, it's the Browns. So he did. I think he did pretty good there. And if you look at him divisionally, granted the sample size is a lot smaller, he has a better winning percentage over the Steelers and the Bengals than Harbaugh did. So imagine him in Ravens. You know, in the Ravens building with great leadership and a great just team around him, I think he'd be really good fit for us offensively. And it'll be great if he could bring Jim Schwartz over with him, but I know that's not how it works.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. Now, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. You talk about quarterback problems. I mean, think about this, Ravens fans who bitch about Lamar Jackson. Imagine being the Browns in regards to your quarterback. They got rid of Baker Mayfield because they brought in Deshaun Watson, who's done nothing for them. They had five quarterbacks at training camp, and the one who wound up starting for them was fifth on the depth chart, Shador Sanders, when it was all said and done. But outside of the coach of the year seasons, Stefanski's finished last a few times. But to his point, throwing out scenarios, because I don't know who the hell they're going to hire. Say you bring in Jesse Minter to get this defense up and running, because everybody wants Mike McDonald back. You bring in Minter, who could be McDonald 2.0. Stefanski running his offense with full clearance to do so, or a Kingsbury, for instance. I mean, I wouldn't be against that at all.
I don't see Stefanski stepping back. I mean, I think the way they were talking about him on Monday before this Harbaugh news broke is that he was the guy. He's the one that's going to have the pick of the litter, and he can go wherever he wants. You know, he's the two-time coach of the year, like you said, and now the Harbaugh's out there. It kind of dies down a little bit. But, yeah, I would say give him an interview. Yeah, entertain coming here, but also, yeah, what's the fellow AFC North team perception of the Ravens' issues? What do we need to fix? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's another part of the interview process that you're trying to garner information. Interview somebody that comes from a division opponent. Where are our weaknesses? What would you change about us? What did you see when you were coaching against us that you could expose? That's the stuff I want to know.
Let's get back to the phones. Go to Harry in Owings Mills. Harry, what's happening?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. To me, this is a sad day, but I understand it was a necessary day. You know, but I don't like it when people are saying, you know, a lot of bad things about Harbs, because he's done a great job. You know, anytime you have 12 playoff appearances and 18 seasons, four AFC championships, the Super Bowl, now his playoff record could have been a little better. You know, 13 wins and 11 losses in 24 games, if my memory is correct. But, you know, my argument is, and I've been his biggest supporter. You know, people are saying he's got to go, he's not doing a good job. I would point back to all those things that I just said. And to me, from 2008 through 2014, he did a good job of preparing the team. It's just the latter years of Lamar, they just weren't prepared as well. And for me, I say I'm ready to hook up the wagon and go to his Hall of Fame speech. But now friends of mine argue, well, do you really think he's going to the Hall of Fame? Because you have two coaches when you look at Mike Shanahan as well as Tom Coughlin. Even though the processes they may eventually get there, they had two Super Bowl wins, and John Harbaugh only has the one. So I do think he still needs to do more, but I know a lot of people are saying he's Hall of Fame material now. So I'll sit there and listen to your thoughts, gentlemen.
All right, Harry, thank you. Yeah, and you make a good point about Coughlin and Shanahan. I think Don Coryell finally got in, if I'm not mistaken, and it took him forever to do so. He never won a Super Bowl. I don't even think Coryell ever made it to a Super Bowl. Chuck Knox is another guy that won it multiple places. Comparing him, John Harbaugh, to like a Tom Flores, who has two Super Bowls, who did get in, I think the record would be big time in favor of Harbaugh. But I guess to Harry's point as well, Nolan, Harbaugh's not a first ballot Hall of Famer, but, and he's not done coaching either. He could still add more to his resume before it's all said and done. But I think he's a guy that certainly deserves consideration. And then some.
Yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl ring is the greatest strength of the resume, but it may end up being a win total thing. We had the caller mention earlier, I'd like to see him get to 200 with the Ravens. Trippy said that. Well, he's sitting on 180. You know, you've only got eight guys in the history of the NFL who have reached 200. And pretty much all of them are in the Hall of Fame or are going to be. You know, Belichick and Reed are the only ones who are, and Schottenheimer. Those are your three that aren't in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
But we can confidently say that Belichick and Reed are definitely going.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's elite company. And 20 more wins, he'll get there. Yeah.
If he chooses to coach again, which I'm guessing he will.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, do you wait a year or do you jump at the first opportunity?
I think because of age and the fact that he is the top candidate, like, you wait a year, does the perception of him change?
Yeah.
I have a hard time thinking that it would get much worse, but also maybe there's a, you know, more of a Ben Johnson hot whiz kid,
yeah,
on the market at the same time.
Fancy name that we're not even mentioning right now.
We don't have that right now. I think that's also aiding and making Harbaugh the top guy.
We'll come back, buy or sell, count some dough, talk about sports subjects of the day as well. Matt Weirich will talk Orioles weeks away from spring training. We'll do our Heroes of Week 18, which is the season finale, regular season finale of the NFL. Then back to your phone calls coming up, NFL Lunch. We got a Harbs tribute, Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Talk about John Harbaugh getting cundiffed and predict the playoffs, the wild card round coming up this weekend, and then phone calls again. So if you want to hang, you're more than welcome to do so. If you don't want to hang, call back at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Scamponi, it's Vinny and Haney here on the...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Fan.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Todd's going on in the world of sports, and we're going to get to as much as we possibly can. We'll get back to your phone calls later on in the hour. We're going to talk Orioles with Matt Wyrick from the Baltimore Sun, bottom of the hour, 5 weeks away, more or less, from pitchers and catchers, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Gamponi, it's Vinny and Haney. Before we get to the sports, where's the money? Midweek style, by yourself.
Yeah, let's see here. DraftKings is down 26 cents. Under Armour's down 11 cents. Overall, Dow Jones down 94. S&P 500 up 18. There you go.
All right.
Sports topics. We'll start with a coaching change from earlier this week down in D.C., the Commanders. Moving on from both of their coordinators, but the Kingsbury departure, the one that generated a little more headlines, mostly because, well, they're fantastic a year ago, the upstart team with a young rising quarterback, and you could chalk up a lot of their shortcomings this year, in my opinion, to the Daniels injury. So it's been a short tenure there for him, but it sounds like the parting of the ways here was more of a philosophy disagreement between him and Dan Quinn. Buy or sell, Bob, one down year with injuries, not enough to shake up the Commander's coaching staff.
So do I agree with the decision? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, in a roundabout way.
Yeah, I'm selling it. Yeah. And Witt went as well, the defensive coordinator. I mean, they were old on both sides of the ball at certain positions. They had no running game. I mean, Rodriguez does yeoman's work and Crosby Merritt, the rookie. I mean, they had their moments, but they signed McLaurin to the deal after the holdout, and then he gets hurt. Debo Samuel, nowhere near the guy he was in his prime in San Francisco. Zach Ertz is aged. Then he wound up suffering maybe a career-ending injury. But, yeah, you lose your franchise quarterback for a lot of the season, it's going to affect the way that your offense plays. So I'm going to buy they should not have gotten rid of Cliff Kingsbury. Now, defensively, they had some problems. I mean, Vaughn Miller was brought in to supplement the pass rush. And, I mean, he is at this stage of his career not what he was when he was winning Super Bowl MVP. So I will buy they shouldn't have whacked him. But maybe for Cliff Kingsbury, he'll wind up, him and his haircut, in a better situation when it's all said and done.
Staying in the NFL, kicking accuracy, a big talking point for us this week because, of course, Tyler Loop missing the game winner on Sunday night. But in general, the distance that the average kicker is hitting from this year is farther than ever. 12 for 22. That's the collective, every kicker in the league this year on attempts from 60 yards or longer. Cam Little in Jacksonville leading the way, the two longest field goals in NFL history. 68-yarder in November, and then cherry on top, 67-yarder in the last day of the season. Cowboys with Brandon Aubrey, he hit three field goals this year from beyond 60. So they're doing a lot of the heavy lifting, but in general, I'm looking at the attempts here. 22 in 2025. Go back to 2024, 4 of 15 was the collective effort there. So just a staggering increase in attempts. Buy or sell, Bob, there will be at least 30 attempts from 60-plus next year.
I'll buy it because you just read the stats. They're trending upwards, and if you went back to the 90s, 80s, 70s, there might have been like less than five combined in the league. There's a reason Tom Dempsey's record stood for as long as it did. Nobody attempted that sort of thing. But these legs are booming. Maybe not the most accurate that we've seen. I mean, a position upgrade over the years that has evolved, kickers. I mean, kickers are 1,000 times better than they were 40 years ago, but they'll still try. And Cam Little, like in 68 and 67, with yards to spare, I wouldn't be surprised if they get dopey and let him try a 70-yard field goal when it's all said and done.
I mean, you start thinking about where you max out, like end of a half, end of the first half, what do we have to lose here, sure. Even if we miss? End of game is a little different because maybe you prefer a Hail Mary, gives you a better shot. But we used to talk about 60-65 like that at the end of the first half. That might be a little daring. Now I think, God, you'd be at the opposing 35 in lineup.
End of the half, you're right. I mean, end of the game, you just chuck it and duck it and hope for the best.
Or it'll be like, I don't know if you ever did this, you play Madden back in the day, but you get into practice mode, you turn the wind all the way up in the direction, and you line up for like a 99-yard field goal and see how far it would go.
Never did that. No. I did play Madden.
Yeah.
But I never got that creative.
You get a little funky there. Over to college football. Tough sledding for the SEC in the bowl season. 4-9 overall, and the CFP losses in particular, very disappointing. I'm looking at Alabama here. I mean, my God. I mean, losing to Indiana, no shame, but to get blown out like that, not even put up a fight, that's tough. Even Paul Feinbaum, biggest SEC supporter, he kind of had to eat crow, said there's no defending what the conference is up to here as of late. I guess they're holding out hope for Ole Miss, but we'll see. Is this just a small sample size, a blip on the radar in the grand scheme of things, or maybe a sign of real change? Buy or sell, Bob, the SEC should no longer be considered the consensus best conference.
Well, I'm buying it 100% with NIL, the portal. Now Power 4 conferences as opposed to Power 5. I think the playing field is much level. They were getting blown out, Alabama. By the way, their quarterback, Ty Simpson, declared for the draft. They were down 17-0 to Oklahoma. Came back and won that game, to their credit. But they looked like they didn't belong on the same field as Indiana. And by the way, who would have ever thought that was a reality in a championship college football setting? Where Indiana was getting their pants pulled down by, or excuse me, Alabama by Indiana. I think the SEC dominating, they'll get the vast majority of the pub because of the guys like Paul Feinbaum and their connection to ESPN/ABC. But the playing field, much more. Hey, traditional powerhouses like Auburn, where have they been lately?
Right, and maybe more disappointing is like a Vanderbilt, a team that maybe had an outside shot at the CFP, just wasn't enough in the end, and then you lose your bowl game. You know, that's almost just as bad of a look if we're looking at the conference as a whole.
Yeah, no doubt.
Let's see, one more topic here for today. We started with a coaching story. We'll finish with another. The timing of these moves is always interesting. In-season firing versus waiting until the end of the year. When you get an Urban Meyer situation with the Jaguars, by all means, you got to fire him midseason. I mean, that was just a disaster to begin with. But as Mike Florio writes here recently, he says there's no harm in giving a guy the boot midseason if you've already come to that conclusion. Not even that there's drama, like in the case of Urban Meyer, but just some guys, not the right guy, no drama. But when you come to that conclusion, he says you owe it to him. It's best for both sides when you've made up your mind to just fire him there midseason instead of waiting out the rest of the year. He says, case in point here, Gannon in Arizona, that they pretty much made up their mind probably back in October, and then you lose the last nine games of the season. So are you buying or selling Florio's take here?
Well, if you're going to put them out of their misery, you might as well do the humane thing and do it when you think it's appropriate, Just get him out of here. Try to get a culture change. Maybe have a new voice come in and change things around a little bit. Remember when Gruden got the heave-ho in, what they stole in Oakland then? The Raiders. Mm-hmm. And the guy that replaced him, whose name escapes me, I apologize.
Versace?
Wound up making the playoffs. I mean, you never know what could happen there. Speaking of the Raiders, I think if you had a do-over, they probably would have whacked old Pete Carroll 10 games into the season because they were flatlining in a big way, and eventually it becomes inevitable that you're gone. Or you could have had a Mike McDaniel situation where he did enough at the end of the year to possibly salvage his job. Or that could be one of these mystery teams that have been mentioned with John Harbaugh.
Never know. Yeah. I'm dying to know. I think there's multiple mystery teams.
Get the National Enquirer. Remember the commercial? I want to know. I'm dying to know. When we come back, we'll talk about the Orioles. What's going on there? Expectations are high. ESPN a couple of days ago just did their thing. These crazy hot takes, picking them to win the World Series a year after finishing last in the American League East. After going to the playoffs 2 years in a row, but we'll get it. Matt Weirich, is Michael Elias done? And if he is, will he go back to being hated by Oriole fans? We'll do our Heroes of the Week. Tribute to Harbs at 1 o'clock with NFL Lunch. Back to your phone calls and more. And Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. We'll let him take his victory lap with the Steelers. Or is he like, man, I wish they would have just lost and got it over with for Tomlin.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Like over the last, 2 years, 2023, Orioles had the best record in the American League. Ravens had the best record in the NFL. And within a span of 9 months, both Brandon Hyde and John Harbaugh lost their jobs. Thanks, Nolan. Let's get out to the phones. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Scamponi on the other side of the glass. Let's bring in Matt Weirich from the Baltimore Sun. Matt, what's up?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing?
Doing all right. And, you know, we've already talked about Brandon Hyde. Now, in Tampa, as he's a consultant there with the Rays. But just the passage of time and how expectations change, the Orioles look to be an ascending team in 23, made the playoffs 24, we know the drill, and then last year finished in last place. Has Mike Elias done enough in the offseason to at least pacify the fan base confidently enough that they can go into this season, if this is all he's done, at the very least being contenders in 26?
I mean, I think they still need one more starting pitcher. And truly, I think to satiate the fan base, it's got to be a frontline starting pitcher. And that's, you know, the words that Elias himself has used this offseason. So I think that's what the bar has been set as. I think if he were to go out and get another middle tier starting pitcher, I think that is still a competitive roster that should put them in position to bounce back at least somewhat next season. And then you wait and see how things shake out and maybe make moves at the deadline. But to truly, I think, cement the final piece to what this roster really needs to be, like you call, an ascending contender again, it truly is a frontline starting pitcher. And I think that's what fans want the most. So, you know, Pete Alonso aside.
Now, speaking of Alonso and the lineup, which is much improved on paper, the Orioles, I mean, they didn't have a guy hit 20 home runs last year. Now they have a bunch of guys that have done it before, including some of their young guys. But to me, Adley Rutschman's returning to all-star prominence has to be huge for them. And we know Kowser struck out a ton and Westberg got hurt a lot and Gunnar didn't have an MVP level season, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, Adley had a bad second half of 24, which we'll attribute to injuries, which he's declined to do. But, you know, he went on that great last year. And then as it started to get it together, got hurt twice with each oblique there. So, Matt, what is your confidence level heading into spring training, 5 weeks from pitchers and catchers, that we will see at least Adley Rutschman resemble the guy who was the number one pick in the draft and who was a two-time All-Star?
Yeah, you know, I don't think that, like, for Adley Rutschman, the player that he was for the first 2 years of his career has just completely disappeared. It's got to be in there somewhere. And whether it was some combination of injuries in 2024 and then just never really got going in 2025, a lot of things seem to play a part into what the Adley Rutschman we've seen over the last year and a half. So I still think he's certainly capable of returning to that level, but I think it's more of, you know, he's an X factor for this team. With the guys that they brought into the lineup, they aren't necessarily relying on him maybe to be that guy as much as they were over the last year and a half. I think we could see him move a little bit farther down the lineup and have to earn his way back up. Obviously, with the new manager coming in, you know, everybody's kind of getting a clean slate. So I think there certainly should be some level of confidence to him, but it's also such a critical year for him with Samuel Basayo locked up long term. If he really does show that he's not able to figure it out and Samuel Basayo starts to come into his own, I think we could start to see a changing of the guard at catcher by the end of this season.
Now, when it comes to the top pitching guys remaining in free agency, Valdez, Suarez, I mean, how much longer can the Orioles, I guess, realistically wait? Because we think that they're both in on him. At least the Valdez thing seems to be pretty strong. But if this plays out like most recent off seasons in Major League Baseball, your top pitching free agents might not sign until, you know, the middle of March. I mean, how much longer can they realistically wait for these guys to make up their mind?
Yeah, you know, I do think that once you start to get into spring training, you know, it's pretty proven now that pitchers particularly who aren't able to ramp up fully in spring training and sign late don't typically get off to great starts. We saw that with Blake Snell. We've seen that with a couple of guys here over the last few seasons. And, you know, I certainly wouldn't want to go into spring training without knowing who my ace, the guy at the top of my rotation, is going to be. So I do think that, you know, these two guys are kind of staring down each other in free agency, not wanting to be the first one who moves and, you know, sacrificing value, that kind of thing. But I also think from the Orioles standpoint, if one signs and not with you, you don't want to have to lose all your leverage and ultimately have to overpay maybe what you're hoping to get the other guy. So I do think that, you know, waiting is a tactic that benefits clubs for the most part in free agency. But at the same time, you know, it's really a kind of a cat and mouse game between these two sides.
Let's talk about their most recent addition here, and I hate to make too much out of a January waiver claim, but Jonkenzie Noel, Big Christmas, as they call him. I mean, is there space here really for a reclamation project, especially an outfielder, while you've also got a Tyler O'Neill on the roster? I mean, I don't think anyone's going out of their way to say, oh, you know, Noel's actually going to make the opening day roster or still be here after spring training. But do they even have the space and time to take on that kind of a project?
I mean, certainly right now, the way the roster shakes up, it looks like maybe the sixth or seventh guy on their outfield depth chart. I mean, we're talking down where Leody Taveras and Heston Kerstad, if he's going to be coming back, you know, are kind of residing. You know, Noel is kind of maybe in that tier right now of a guy who would maybe have to earn his way on the opening day roster. I mean, look, the way the roster stays right now, there's absolutely no room for him. But at the same time, you know, he was a waiver claim, so it's a pretty low risk investment to bring him on. And, you know, the way the injuries affected the team last year, you know, the Orioles just seem to be trying to be better prepared for that overall. And if you get to a point where Noel is on your opening day roster, that probably means a few things went wrong, but at least you were covered to have a guy who, you know, has at least shown some upside at the major league level.
He's Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun. Matt, appreciate the time. Happy New Year, belated. I know Larry David would be telling me it's not Happy New Year anymore because we're almost a week into it. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you before spring training. Yes or no question? Because Manzo's gone. Jackson Holliday, leadoff hitter for the next 5 years?
Not yet. Not yet. It's my prediction.
All right, Matt. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
There's Matt Weirich, everybody. We'll come back. Heroes for Week 18 in the NFL. It's the final regular season week of the year. Now it's on to the playoffs. And then NFL Lunch, tribute to Harb. Your phone calls at 410-583-1057. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Scamponi. It's Vinny and Annie here on The Fan.
All we can be heroes just for one day.
Vinny and Haney's Defensive Hero of the Week.
Staying in the AFC North here, and this guy's had his rear end kissed quite enough this week, but what's one more day? Myles Garrett. When you make history, how could you not get that that accolade, at least from me? And remember we talked about it last week, his snap count, and I was saying, you know, how does this guy leave the field until he gets that sack? You know, this is your last shot to do it. Well, the final count here, 65 total defensive snaps. That was 95% of the share.
Oh.
And I'd imagine some of those subs didn't come until after he finally got that. And it was late in the game. It was in the fourth quarter when he finally got it done,
the
right?
Game was still in the balance.
It was, yeah. So 23 on the year. Now, greater question is, when you look back on this entire season, I mean, I think about some of these key games here. The New England game back in week 8, he had 5 in one game. He's not even sniffing history without that. Had 4 against the Ravens. So sick of this guy. Get him out of here. But
they all count.
I guess the question I want to ask is that it was a tie, a two-way tie before he broke the record. And the most recent was TJ Watt. Again, AFC North guy. We've been dealing with these guys as Ravens fans forever. At 22 and a half. Not that long after, we have Myles Garrett one-upping him. The season is only going to expand from here. How many more years until we add an 18th game? I mean, is this just going to be not just sack records, records in general, that this is we're going to have to reevaluate how we look at records because you keep adding more games. It's just not even fair.
I hear you. But the record book's job is just to keep stats.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's up to us to judge whether or not they're valid. Roger Maris infamously got an asterisk after he hit his 61st home run because he did it in 162. Babe Ruth hit his 60 in 154. Hey, 1,000-yard rushers. When you did it in a 12-game season, like Jim Brown used to do on an annual basis, that was an accomplishment. Even 14 games, rush for 1,000 yards, you're getting something done. Not 17 games. 1,000 yards, you're averaging, what, 50 yards a game rushing or something like that? Derrick Henry rushed for 1,500 yards. That's still impressive. Double-digit TDs. Finished second in the league in rushing. So some of those stats aren't as, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for, aren't as special as they used to be because of the game's increase.
The milestone.
And, yeah, I think exactly.
The records still, like last year with Saquon Barkley, had a shot. They held him out in week 18 because, you know, you're resting for the playoffs. But what he needed like roughly 100 yards, maybe a little more, a little less to break the all-time record.
Yeah.
And I from a personal level, like if you're Saquon Barkley, I understand you got Super Bowl aspirations, but when do you get this close? Even with the extra game, add 3 more games, running backs don't even sniff that kind of yardage total. So I think you're right. I think there's some records that will stand the test of time. Receiving, Calvin Johnson, Cooper Kupp came pretty close a couple years back. Guys will obviously push that when you add more games, but that's held up a pretty long time. So, yeah.
Eric Dickerson's single-season rushing record's 41 years old. Mm-hmm. Now, O.J. did it in 14 games. Dickerson broke his record in game 15. I think Strahan said with Garrett.
Yeah.
I did it in 16.
Well, that's where I think the record books, you do have space where you can say this is the record for 16. This is the record for whatever.
No doubt. I mean, there's no rule that says you could change it.
It's like when I look up the basketball stats or basketball records, you're like, well, this was ABA era, and then this is modern NBA era. You know, you can differentiate.
Yeah. Hey, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I think, made 1-3 in his entire career.
Right.
I mean, come on. Anyway. Oh, my defensive guy. I'm going to pick a guy that I picked earlier in the season for rookie hero, James Pierce Jr., Atlanta Falcons, in a game that they won and put Carolina in the playoffs, knocked Tampa out. 3 tackles, 2 sacks. First-round draft pick out of Tennessee, 26th pick. Finished the year with 10.5 sacks. So the young man did well. And also Jalen Walker, who they picked in the first round as well, out of Georgia, 15th pick. He had 5.5 sacks. So, hey, Atlanta, if I'm Raheem Morris, I'm like, what the hell, man? You know what I mean? And he's already interviewing, it looks like, or going to interview for 3 of the openings himself. Defensively, they got some things. Bijan Robinson's a guy, a high-level guy. Quarterback situation still to be determined. But I would think Atlanta and Nolan McGraw might be more attractive than Cleveland, for instance, in regards to a potential landing spot if you're John Harbaugh.
I don't know. I think when I'm looking at these teams, the conversation has to start with quarterback.
Yeah.
So in that sense, they're really no different than Cleveland. I know they restructured Cousins, so it's not as much as dead weight as a Deshaun Watson. But still, as long as you don't have the guy, that's a tall task.
And Penix has had multiple knee injuries going back to his college days. And finally, our rookie hero.
What rookie had a standout week? Here's Vinny Serrato and Bob Haney.
One last opportunity for me to fawn over Jackson Dart, because if we're talking about coaching destinations and where you want to go that has a quarterback in place, I saw enough this year out of Jackson Dart to say that, yeah, he's the guy moving forward. Young man, protect yourself a little bit better. I think we can, that's easy. All right, go down, start sliding, get out of bounds sooner. That's the easy stuff. You're not the first young quarterback to go through this kind of thing earlier in their career, but learn from your mistakes. That's the biggest knock against you. What he did without Malik Nabers for most of the year, what he did once Scataboo went down, I was very impressed. Very impressed. I think if I'm a Giants fan, I'd feel great about what we have in quarterback. So for what he did in this final week against Dallas, 22 of 32, 230, 2 touchdowns, no picks. By no means is that otherworldly, but I take this conversation to offensive rookie of the year. Usually you're looking at a quarterback. I just checked the odds here. Ted Iroa McMillan, a staggering favorite to win it. Travion Henderson getting a lot of love here as well, even before a Jackson Dart or a Tyler Shuck. So compare the seasons of Dart and Shuck, because those are, I know Cam Ward played more games than both of them, but still, the stats just weren't there. Eye test wasn't there for me. If I'm picking between Shuck and Dart, I still lean Dart, played a little more, did a little more with less, in my opinion. It's no discount to what Shuck did, but when they started to have that kind of talk the last couple of weeks of, well, this guy could win Offensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, again, it's not his fault. You know, he didn't get the opportunity to start, but you can't give it a guy who only played half the games. You know?
And my rookie, Nolan McGraw, real quick here, is kicker Andre Schmidt from the Cleveland Browns. 49-yard field goal at the gun as Cleveland beats Cincinnati 20-18. And it's a bookend for him because he missed a potential game-winning field goal against the Bengals. I believe it was first game of the season, which cost them that one. 27-year-old rookie was on the Bears practice squad a few years ago out of Syracuse, undrafted, played in leagues that nobody's ever heard of before. But this year, stabilized himself. He 88.9% on the year, 24 of 27. So Andre Schmidt, congratulations to you.
I think the fact that we know how to pronounce his name, because it is not spelled how you would think, Schmidt.
No.
Not like the baking company. It's a little more confusing. But the fact that we know how to pronounce it speaks to him actually having his name out there and being worthy of some praise this year.
Speaking of Schmidt, the baking company, we got NFL Lunch coming up next. Tribute to Harbs, Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. And your phone calls. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Campone, Vinny and Haney here on The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.